You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're on 95BFM. Very good gigs are coming our way very soon, including this. Shonen Knife will be coming back to Aotearoa. They have been here many times before, and every time it's just a joyful celebration of excellent music. They're going to be playing quite a few shows, actually. Waiheke Island, San Fran, down in Puniki, Yacht Club in Raglan, and then Whammy Bar here in Tamaki Makaurau. The Whammy Bar gig is the 9th of March. The Waiheke Island gig is the 6th of March. And I was very lucky to have a chat with Naoko Shibata from the band about this record that we're listening to called Our Best Place, which has got some brand new music and some stuff from the archives that they've dredged up and given a sort of new life re-recording of. So it was really nice to catch up with Naoko, and we're going to have a listen to that chat right now. Hey, I'm so excited to chat with you, and we're so excited to have Shonen Knife back in New Zealand. We love it when you guys come and play here, and bringing a new record is always very exciting. How are you feeling about hitting the road again?
Thank you very much, and I'm very excited to come back to New Zealand. And our new album is called Our Best Place, and it's a very fun album, and including our early Shonen Knife style songs and our new style songs, and it's very fun punk pop album.
Hard out.
So please listen to our album, and I want people enjoy it.
Yeah, it's going to be a really fun album to see live, I think. And I agree with you, it's got a really nice blend of early Shonen Knife sounds and this new sounds that you've been exploring. What was the writing process for this record like? How did you write these songs?
I write lyrics first, and I put melody line on it, because I would like to write songs in English, because English is a language of rock and roll music. So I'm not a native speaker of English, so it's very difficult to write songs in English. So if I write melody line first, it's very difficult to put words, English words on it. So that's why I write lyrics first. And the topics of my lyrics is from my daily life or my favorite things.
It's the best thing to write about, the stuff that's around you that you care about, eh?
Yeah. I don't want to write about social problems or political things or like a kind of negative things. But I would like to write about very positive, fun things, because I want people get happy through our music.
That's an amazing thing to want people to feel, and I think is a very successful outcome of Shonen Knife music. It's impossible to listen to and not feel really good after having, you know, listened to a Shonen Knife album or been to a Shonen Knife show. When you guys play, it is a joyful experience as an audience as well. You have been playing together for a very long time. Do you still love it as much as you did when you first started?
Yes, of course. I'm happy to play music in front of our audience, and when our audience have a good reaction, I get very happy. So I'm always having fun on stage or during the tour.
Yeah. I really like the song Girls Rock, and I really like that you have the Japanese and the English version of that song. Why did you want to do two language versions of that track?
We released that song a long time ago in compilation album of all girl band's compilation album, but the compilation album was gone, sold out, so now people cannot listen to it, maybe through just YouTube or something. But I would like to let people know that songs more especially internationally, so we decided to record it. And the member of Sean and I have changed from the first recording, so I would like to record with present members.
That's a nice thing. It brings it through the ages with you as well. It's sort of nice piece of history that comes out of this album too.
Yes.
I really love this record. It is all the things that people love about Shonen Knife as a band, I think. It's going to be really fun to see it live. One thing I wondered was, when you are curating an album and you're bringing older songs and new songs together, do you have to think quite hard about what tracks and why you want to bring them back to life?
Actually, I'm very lazy and I cannot write songs very quickly, or I cannot make many songs. So I wrote eight new songs for the new album, and I wanted to pick old songs and one cover songs. I think it would be a good balance of the album. So just thinking about the balance, and I think I love all songs, so I'm contented.
That's good. I love them all too. I think it's a fantastic record. I wanted to know what bands you're listening to at the moment.
I listen to various kinds of music, and I basically like to listen to 70s and the 60s rock music. And I don't listen to new music or very, very present major music. So, like, for example, I like 70s British heavy metal, like Judas Priest, like that. Or I like Asia, British band. Or I like soul funk bands or artists like Michael Jackson, Isley Brothers, Earth, Wind and Fire, like that. And I like to listen to Pilot or Bread.
Nice.
Very pop 60s, 70s bands.
That's such a good blend of music. I feel like it's a nice world of listening that you have there. We can't wait to see you guys in New Zealand. It's going to be so fun. You've come here, you know, many times before, and it's always such a joy to have you here. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you very much. I can't wait to go back to New Zealand. Yay! Thank you. Woo-hoo. See you at our show.
We will. See you soon. Bye, Naoko. Thank you.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
That was Naoko Shibata from the very legendary Shonen Knife chatting with me on Friday. They're coming to Aotearoa to play Wednesday the 6th of March, Waiheke Island. Then they're heading down to Wellie, back up to Raglan, and then back in Tamaki Makaurau for the 9th of March at Whammy Bar. Tickets are from Under the Radar. Waiheke Island and Wellington tickets are from SusieSays.co.nz. And it's going to be a really, really fun show, so don't miss out. Thanks so much to Naoko for speaking with me. We were listening to Nice Day, Magento Rock, Girls Rock, the Japanese version, and then this track is Afternoon Tea. These songs are all from Our Best Place, which is a really, really fun, lovely new record. Afternoon Tea by Shonen Knife.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.